The Origin of Mankind on Earth, The Batek's Perspective. It is believed that long ago, the majority of the Earth was covered by water and all humans lived together near a volcano. The first pair of humans was created by God. They were husband and wife, and God created them using soil, or tanah in Malay language. God then taught them how to have their own children, and then their grandchildren. That was how the human population was formed. They lived together and shared food and resources with each other. Humans at that time lived like the moon observed from the earth. For a few days in a month, they died just like the new moon. And then, they became alive again as if nothing had happened. This cycle continued to the point that there was barely enough food and land for everyone. That was when two critical decisions were made. One of the prophets, Prophet Israel, suggested humans should spread out further from the volcano, while the Angel of Death, or Malaikat Maut in the Malay language, proposed to shift the lifespan of humans from living like the moon to living like a banana plant. Unlike the moon, when the parent plant of a banana tree is chopped off or taken down, the parent plant dies forever, but the suckers or pups can continue to grow and mature. Prophet Adam accepted the ideas. Other than that, he split the humans into separate races and religions, each having different needs and taboos in life to reduce the competition in resources. Before humans moved from the volcano, Orang Bunian, the invisible clan or supernatural beings living together with humans, spread out themselves and gathered the water into lakes and oceans, exposing more land for humans to travel. They then settled down on different mountains in the world and partially raised the sea level after humans also spread out from the volcano. This is how human populations came to be found on different islands and continents. So this is the story shared by John Kumbang during my site visit. I was super excited at that time because I realized there are a number of similar plots between this story and a few other cultural stories. For example, in an ancient Chinese legend, Nüwa the goddess created humans from clay. And in the Bible, God formed man using dust from the ground. Besides that, the story of the Tower of Babel mentioned that there was once a united monolingual human population before they were split into different groups. Some anthropological studies also suggest that modern humans actually arose from the same origin, more specifically in Africa. So these similarities make me so excited to know if there are more similar stories and how different cultures could have had such coincidence in their beliefs. What about you? Do you have any similar story to share with me? This project is funded by the Biodiversity Conservation and Management of Protected Areas, BCAMP, Small Grants Program, SGP, by the ASEAN Center for Biodiversity, GIZ, and ASEAN Center for Biodiversity, ACB.